Nolte, Saudi Arabia satirists are officially funnier than American satirists. By John Nolte on April 13, 2022. Saudi Arabia just produced a piece of satire funnier than anything we've seen from America's elite comedic class in years. Believe it or not, children, American satirists used to tear into Democrat politicians with almost as much zeal as Republican presidents. This will shock those of you destined to remember Saturday Night Live as a left-wing super PAC. But SNL went pretty hard after Jimmy Carter and, most especially, Bill Clinton. Of course, today, our elite comedic class are the palace guards for Democrats in the state, which is why it was so easy for Saudi Arabia, of all places, to officially become funnier than American satirists. Check this out. Certainly, we have satirists using new media to rip into Biden. Still, among America's elite, and despite all the obvious opportunities, our elite comedic class has produced nothing this funny about his fraudulency Joe Biden and her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris. Unfortunately, our elite comedic class is too busy trying to tell us the naked emperor is wearing a fine suit of clothes than to mock the most mockable president in the history of presidents. Unfortunately, our elite comedic class is too busy lecturing us, virtue signaling, and calling for violence against us to mock the most mockable president in the history of presidents. Think about it. Why is that 68-second clip so hilarious? Because it's so true. If that clip weren't based on truth, we wouldn't laugh at it. Everything in that clip is hilarious, including having a man portray Kamala Harris. Why? Because when the two of them are on stage together, Kamala's the cravenly ambitious dim-witted alpha male to Biden's dribbling, barely conscious, oatmeal-dribbling beta male. All that 68-second clip does is amplify his frailties from a 10 to about an 11.5. And you laugh because that's what great satire does, it amplifies the truth just a notch. For example, can you imagine being part of America's elite comedic class knowing Saudi Arabia produces satirists who are 10 times funnier than you are? The whole world is laughing at Joe Biden. Why wouldn't they laugh at him and us for, allegedly, electing him president? Oh, I'm sure Ukraine doesn't find this very funny. Does anyone doubt that Slow Joe's mental collapse contributed to Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to invade Ukraine? But the rest of the world is not only laughing at Biden and those who, allegedly, elected him. They are laughing at our cowardly, bought and sold satirists who've traded in laps for a seat at the elite trough. Where are George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Sam Kinison, and Lenny Bruce when we need them most? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.